Okay, welcome back to Hogwarts. I feel like Dumbledore. Okay. So he's got more hair than I do. But anyway, when I think about this book, I think about Ken Rinpoche and when he taught it to us. And it took about, I don't know, it took about 10 years maybe. And it's a pleasant memory. He would teach it, and then a lot of parts he wouldn't explain much. Like he would just say, "You figure it out." And then there were about 10 students or 15, and then he taught it like once a week in the evening. And then I remember he would have everyone go drink tea afterwards and Tibetan tea, and then while we're making, then they're arguing about what the book said. And I think that's where we learned it, was over making tea and arguing about it. And we had all the things that you probably have. We were all jealous of each other. And we were all trying to get more attention from Ken Rinpoche. And we were all trying to look smart in class. And we were all making mistakes in class and feeling bad because then the other people thought we were stupid. And, I don't know if you have all those thoughts, but that's what we did. I remember I used to take this book. I had one copy. It was handwritten in the Baksar refugee camp. They couldn't afford ink, so they used cow's urine and charcoal. And they wrote it out by hand. So I had a copy. I used to try to read it. I had some time before I went to bed. And this particular text would always put me to sleep. So I just, you know, if you're in the class and you can't understand the Tibetan or the philosophy, but you have insomnia, you could just use it for that. In the monastery they say you should go to classes that are over your head. There's a tradition to go to classes that are over your head. So, like, I went to debate ground. My first debating partner ever, the first 5 minutes in the debate ground, they put me up with Gyume Kensa Rinpoche, who's now Gyume Kensa Rinpoche, who's now, like, second in line to Tsongkhapa's throne, you know? And you know, that was a little over my head. That's the way. In the monastery, they say learning is done on a deeper level than just understanding. So, on one hand, if you're new or you're not familiar with Tibetan or things like that, then just come. And it's not like a Western class. It's not like you learn something and you put the book away. It's not like geometry and you learn it and you put the book away. It's not like that. There's a blessing pouring through the book from 2,000 years of unbroken lineage, right? So just come, grab what you can, learn what you can, you know? Nobody understands everything in this book, okay? It's not possible, okay? But this book is about seeing emptiness directly, and that's the most important thing you could do in your life. The most important thing you could do with your life. So just to be here, to be the one in a million people who is sitting here, means you're doing something right. And just hang in there. I didn't understand most of it the first time I heard it. And then I heard it again, then I heard it again. You know? So do that. Those of you who are getting better with your Tibetan, then you should be watching how the translation goes. Don't space out, you know, like struggle with phrases you don't know and see how they are translated. And then we're asking people to do practice translations. And then so the more advanced students are going to be getting an assignment to do a paragraph. And then do it well, work on it hard. I kind of designed those paragraphs so that they would take you like an hour or two or something like that, and that you wouldn't, you know, you could reasonably do it during the term when you're so busy with other things. So work hard on it, and then my dream is that your paragraph becomes part of the finished translation, which is a big honor. You know, it's the first time this book has ever been rendered into English, or any language besides Tibetan. So do your work hard and enjoy it and have a good time. And I kind of decided in my mind not to get stressed about trying to finish. So I thought just to kind of relax a little bit, and where we're not sure about something, maybe we'll go searching. And that takes a lot longer, but you know, that's okay. Maybe 10 years more or something, okay? But that's all right. Okay, so we'll start. And we all recite it together, do the best you can. You won't do it well. And it will get better, you know? Everyone who translates, everyone who debates, everyone who is meditating on these things, they started out the way you are right now. And we're all the same, right? So, okay. Alistair, do I have these? Do you think I have these? Do you think I have all these people's work, translation stuff?
Yes, it should, you should see them by the previous last time.
Yeah? Okay, let's see.
I have a file with some of that.
Okay, I think this is all from last time. Yeah. Is it that?
A little bit.
Maybe it's this one? No. Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, that's Rob Hall. No, that could be Rob Haggerty. Yes. Okay. In that case, put it here. Ooh. Okay. This is Rob Haggerty's work. I guess it was like 10 years ago. You probably don't remember. Anyway. Let's read this paragraph together, okay? So just do your best. Make some kind of noise. A seed will be planted. One, two, three. So, Omwa La. Kachinare Dutante Semke Mahate Chansenki Rangyuki Te Semke Da Ninje Chembo Te Niki Nyerang Suki Nusa Ni. Okay, good. Tsepopowa, let's say Shenlugapa means, now let's go back. Every monastery textbook is written in a debate style, and I think it's one of the greatest achievements in world literature. I mean, one day it will be recognized as a great achievement in pedagogical literature, educational literature. So all subjects in a monastic textbook are presented in the form of a debate. But it's a very beautiful debate. It has three stages. The first stage is called Shenluk Gakpa. Say Shenluk.
Shenluk.
Gakpa.
Gakpa.
Shenluk.
Shenluk.
Gakpa.
Gakpa.
Shenluk means?
Others.
Yeah, what the other guy thinks. Their other system. Shenluk. Gakpa? It means to like deny it or to stop it or to refute it, something like Shenluk Gakpa. So first, the other guy gets to come out. Another person gets to come up, who's not of our school, and they come up and make a stupid statement, oh, the sky is green. Okay? They say, like, the sky is green. Then we gakpa what they say. We struggle, we fight against what they say. After that's all done, Then we give Rangluk Shakpa. Say Rangluk
Shakpa.
What's Rangluk Shakpa? Then we set forth Shakpa, we set forth our own position. Okay? That's all that a normal Western textbook would do. You see? Rangluk Shakpa. They would just say, there's the sky's blue because of certain chemicals and so, you know, like that. They wouldn't have another guy come up first and say the sky is green and give a good argument why the sky is green. You see what I mean? So Rangluk Shakpa is very straightforward. There's no discussion. It's just us saying, here's the definition, here's the divisions, here's the types, here's the... Okay? Like that. Then the third part is called, say, tsopa, poem. That's what we have here in the first line. Say, tsopa, poem. Tsopa means rebuttal. Okay? The guy comes back. It's such a nice system. You see? First he says the sky is green. Then we prove why the sky is not green. Then we say the sky is blue. But then he gets to come back and say, no, you're wrong. The sky really is green. You see? He gets a chance to come back. Which is very, very fair in a way. You see? So he gets a chance to come back and try to fight against what we said. Okay? So there's three stages. Tsopa poma. Say tsopa.
Tsopa
poma. So we're on the third stage now of a certain discussion. This discussion is, why do bodhisattvas who have seen emptiness suddenly outshine people on a lower path who have already achieved nirvana? Okay? So what's nirvana? Permanent end of your own bad thoughts. Permanent end of your own bad thoughts. There are people who are not on a path of compassion, but who have ended their own bad thoughts forever. Okay? So they're pretty cool people. They've achieved nirvana. But here's this other guy. He hasn't achieved nirvana yet, necessarily. But he's a bodhisattva, and he sees emptiness directly. This whole section is explaining why a person with high compassion, who has seen emptiness directly, is superior, infinitely superior, to even a person who has achieved nirvana. And who has seen emptiness long before that. Okay? But they're not on a path of compassion. Okay? Got it? That's what this whole section has been. So tsopa pongala. Kachi let's see. Yeah, that's good. Kachi gane. Now someone may make the following claim. That he did right, okay? Kachi gnare. Kachi ka means what? Mouth or space. They're related. They're both apertures. Okay. Really, namka and ka are related. Even in Sanskrit, what? Ka. It's ka. Kechari. Kechari, acting in the sky. Kechari. Okay? So it's pretty much universal. Kachiknari means somebody's mouth says, okay? It means some guy comes up and says something. The next thing is always wrong. The statement is always wrong. Kachignare is always followed by a statement which is wrong. But sometimes it's very subtly wrong. Okay? So the trick is, can we prove him wrong? Oftentimes in the monastery, the great Geshe's will come up. We had a day, one time in Australia we did this game, Geshe Thupten Tenzin. He got up and he said something wrong, just to see if the younger Geshe could disprove him. You see what I mean? So it's not necessarily a fool. It might be someone testing a younger debater. So he says, Kachinane, Dundamba is same game. Rob said ultimate reality, which is correct. Okay, Dundamba means ultimate. Okay. It could be anything, though. It doesn't have to. Dundamba Demba is ultimate reality, but Dundamba just means ultimate. Semge, he said, to generate the wish. Okay. What wish? Yeah, meaning normally bodhicitta, but what's ultimate bodhicitta? Yeah, the direct perception of emptiness. Okay, Dundamba is same game. Matak. Yeah, matak. Where'd you get all this? Anyway, don't tell me. Matak means matak means just after that. Matakba. Matak. You have to learn that word. Say matak. Matak means just the next moment, right after that. Okay, just the very next, just after he or she goes into the state of the direct perception of emptiness. Just after that, matakba. Changsem, he says, wish for enlightenment. But this Changsem is abbreviation for Changju Semba. What's that? Bodhisattva. Okay? Okay? Changsem is abbreviation for Bodhisattva. Ki, by that Bodhisattva, Rangi Gyu. What's Gyu? Yeah, gyu means a mind stream. Like the sutra of a Brahman is a gyu also. The string is a gyu because it's a continuum. Okay? Rangyu means in his mind, in his or her being. Rangyu ki, there, techen semke. Semge techen semge yinbe, kere echen. Semge yina, techen semge yinbe, kere echen. Come on, if something is bodhicitta, it must be Mahayana bodhicitta. Good. Are you telling me it's not necessarily the case that if something is bodhicitta, it's a bodhicitta of the Mahayana? Good. Yeah. So give me a counter example. Show me something which is a bodhicitta, but which is not a bodhisattva's bodhicitta. Yeah, okay. People on a lower path, they are aspiring to Buddhahood, but a lower Buddhahood. You see? They're aspiring to a Changchu, a Bodhi, but to a lower Bodhi. Okay? Like that. Good. So we have to say Techen Semke. We have to say Mahayana Bodhicitta. Alright? Techen Semke, Dang, and what's Nyingje Chambo? Great compassion. What's Nying? Heart. What's Je? What's the word for the Lord of Stones? Dorje. Yeah. By the way, that's the only case in which the R is pronounced in the whole Tibetan language, is with diamond. Dorje. Okay? I think. Nyingje Chambo. Te Nyi Ki, by those two, the Great Compassion and the Bodhicitta, Nyen Rang, listeners and self-made Buddhas and understood what? When we say Nyen Rang, Nyen Tu Dang Rang Sangye, listeners and self-made Buddhas, in this context, what are we assuming? Yeah, who have reached Nirvana, who are already arhats. Okay? I mean, that's a big deal. To be better than them, to outshine them is something. Okay? Alright? Nyena Sangi. Sunki Numba. They outshine. Then he says, Nusa Minu. Nusa Minu. What's Nupa? Ni. To be able to. So when you say Nusa Minu, say Nusa Minu. It's a nice umlauted U, okay? Nusam Minyu. Yeah. Do they or don't they? Can they or can't they? Okay? And you hear it in Tibetan, you don't say or, you say Nusam Minyu. You stretch out the sam. One more time. Nusam Minyu. Okay? Do they outshine them or they don't outshine them? Nusam Minyu. Okay, so we'll take that much. We're going to cut that part. If it's a long kachig, I think it's good to indent it, because otherwise it gets a little confusing. Okay. So, and then sometimes it's good to phrase it as a chuchen. You know, consider it, it's a sentence that's going to go on too long. Then separate the subject out and say, you know, let's talk about, consider a bodhisattva who has just been able to, I don't like generate. You have any other suggestions? Generate to me, I always make fun of Christy, like, it sounds like an electrical thing, you know, if somebody, I see some guy with going, just been able to, something bodhisattva, bodhicitta. Give birth to it. Yeah, give birth is nice. Chitta has just been able to give birth to the ultimate form of the wish. Consider it, yeah. There I like small lowercase Buddha because they're not really a Buddha. But I object to, personally I don't think it sounds impolite to me to not capitalize it when you're referring to a fully enlightened Buddha. But anyway, outshine the listeners and self-made Buddhas. Then what am I going to write? Or not, nice. Nice. Yeah, Nusam Minu. Oh. Okay, let's read this together. 1, 2, 3. Nina mi te de de gyu la de ni me par ke lang ba da ga re. Okay. Your claps are getting better. Question is that a Mahinga? Okay. Ni na means what? Yeah, if they do, what? Outshine. Who outshines? Bodhisattva who just start seeing emptiness there. Just the moment after they start to see emptiness there. Do they outshine the people, the nirvanaers at the lower track? Okay. Then we say, yeah, they do. Nuna, he said, oh, Nuna, if you say they do, mite. What's mite? That's wrong. That's not correct. Te means correct. Mite means wrong. Okay? That's wrong. Why? Te? Because de gyula, what? In their stream or in their mind or in their, okay? De ni. Yeah, they don't have those two. What? What? They don't have bodhicitta and they don't have great compassion. They don't have Mahayana bodhicitta and they don't have great compassion. Who? A bodhisattva or just scientist? Just started seeing emptiness directly. Come on. Are they a bodhisattva? Are they a bodhisattva? Yeah, we said Changsan. So there's a bodhisattva without bodhicitta? I mean, isn't bodhicitta what makes a person a bodhisattva? Come on. You know? So, and if they have bodhisattva, they must have great compassion. I mean, because that's a cause for bodhicitta, right? But he says, ke lam, which means what? Ke lam. Ke len. Huh? Yeah, you already accepted that. Ka means what? Mouth. We just had that. Ke means with your mouth. Lemba, and here you see a past tense, langba. Means, lemba means what? Like kiewa lemba. To take a birth. Len means to take. Dong len. Is a practice you may have heard of. Because a kelen means you accepted it with your mouth. You took it with your mouth. And that's an idiom for you already agreed to that. Kelan, you already agreed to that. Dang gyal, ngyal means what? Ngyal, say ngyal. Ngyal. Prenasal, ngyal. Ngyal means what? If you say gyal, what does it mean? If you say gyal, what does it mean? If you say cow, what does it mean? If you say gyal, what does it mean? Gyalwa means good luck, virtue, or gyalpa means... See, listen, gyal. 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 You gotta learn this five. You gotta learn this five. We'll do it one more time. Gyal. 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 Nga. There's 5K sounds in Tibetan. You gotta learn them. Otherwise, you're just standing up to somebody, you'll say, you wanna say gyawa, ngyawa, and you'll say gyawa, which means instead of saying you've contradicted yourself, you say you knocked yourself unconscious. Alright? Like that. The Tibetans will smile and they're like, they know you're trying to say something and they're trying to figure out desperately. Like they're smiling and they're nodding and they're trying to figure out what's he, you know, which of the 4Ks is he trying to say? You know? So don't put them through that. Gal? First column, right? Never changes. It never gets anything else. Gal. Second column, Kel. Kel means a load. Okay? Kel. Third column with nothing on it means Kelte means if. Okay? Gal. To go unconscious. Nga. To contradict yourself. Okay. Which one did he say here? Yeah, nga. Okay? You're contradicting what you just agreed to. What did I just agree to? What does he claim I agreed to? What is he claiming I agreed to? That someone who's a bodhisattva who's just started to see emptiness directly doesn't have bodhicitta anymore? doesn't have great compassion anymore? Wait, did I agree? Did I say that? What would you say here if he said yinbei, because you agreed to it, yinbei, what would you say? You said tama kuru. No, I didn't. I never agreed to that. What are you talking about? Okay. So let's translate it. If you gotta stop this ugly font. Sorry. If you claim, if you say that they do outshine them, then you contradict your earlier position that this bodhisattva no longer possesses those two in their mind sphere. What's the goal of debate? I mean, here, what? Hang on. I mean, ultimately, in a debate, where would you like to, in a chess match, where would you like to get the guy? Yeah, where he can't go either way. You see what I mean? So, in a good debate, if you're a good debater, like if you're Christy convincing me why I can't have ice cream tonight, you'll set forth two choices, and then both of them are lead to a dead end. You see what I mean? Like that. Okay? So, you know, if it's Friday, if it's the sixth Friday of the month, or if we have bubblegum flavor, you know, so, right? Two dead ends. Okay. Let's read this together. It's true. One, two, three. Mi yu na mi te de champe nam tar ki to tang bu kap su sen ke ne rin por ma nun she pa dang chang chu ki sen da ning je wang hi she dang do chi me kap su sen dam bo ke pe she dham sa chu pa ne kyan sen ke ma thak tu hak pe san pe che wa ni ki she pa da ge we ye dham. Okay. Minuna. Yet if you say they don't outshine them. Do you have a question?
Sorry, I have a question. Where the no longer in the previous one comes from?
It's a way of saying meh. They don't have. And there is no implicit word that says no longer. But you don't really get the debate unless you say that, you see? Right?
The implication being that they somehow lose it in the moment.
Yeah, because they must have had it if they were already a bodhisattva going into the direct perception of it. You see what I mean? So that makes the translation more powerful, actually. It makes it more powerful. Because the point of the debate is that they had it, and now suddenly they don't have it. You know, so sometimes you have to clarify that. Okay. And you can only clarify that after much study. And then your translations get better as you get older. Until you get senile, then they start to drop. Okay. Ni nuna mi te de means if you say they don't outshine them, then that's mi te. Yeah, that's wrong. Okay. Yeah. in your bone, because you, where will I take the verb? You have to go through a whole paragraph to the end of the paragraph to find the verb. Where's the verb? What's the verb?
Gal.
Who said gal? Say gal. Gal. Good. Because then you're wrong, because you contradict, because you then contradict statements. The following statements. And then he's going to list five different statements, okay? He's going to list five different statements from sutras or important words where somebody said what? Think about it. If you say they don't outshine them, then you contradict these books which say they do outshine them. So these books, this helps in the translation, you see? It, as a translator of Tibetan, you are translating more accurately by anticipating what the guy must be saying. Okay? So you don't have to break your head over the grammar and the words, you know? Stop here and think. It's hard, because translators want to translate. You know, yeah, no, really, it's hard to stop. I have a system. I, on day one, I read what I translated the day before, and I read what I'm going to translate the next day and today. And then the next day, I read what I translated the day before, I read what I'm translating today, and I read what I'm going to translate tomorrow. And then you go like that every day. You see what I mean? So you're like, you've heard it twice before you translate it, like that. So stop here and think, what must those quotations say? What must the five quotations say? Yeah, that they do outshine. Because I'm going to contradict those if I say they don't outshine. Okay. All right, here we go. Question being, I think we may have already had these. All these quotations. How would I check? As a translator, this is the nice thing about a PC, you know? I mean, since PCs were invented, much easier. Make a mark where you are, $3 signs are not going to occur in the Tibetan text. Hopefully. Unless they're doing a carbon management books already. Carving them, I don't know. But I make $3 signs. Then I look at the first quotation, Jambe Namta, right? Then I go back to the beginning of the text, and I see if did we ever have a quotation from Jambe Namta. And here, see, you save yourself trouble. As the life story of Maitreya puts it, okay? What's he say? What, you got to give me the text. What's he say now in this, in where we are today? Anybody still got that up? Jambe Namta Le? What's it say after that? Say again? Jambe Namta Le? Dambu Kapsi. Oh, is it Le? Kapsu. Now tell me what comes next. Ringbo Malumba. Right? That's right here. Okay, that starts right here. We had it way back. We had it long before. Semke ne Ringbo Malumba. So, this is very important as a translator. You must maintain a continuity between what came before and what comes after. Right? You can't go translating this line differently than you did 10 pages before. Or 50 pages before. Your work gets very weak then. People can't follow the train of the Tibetan anymore. So it's your responsibility in the back of your head. I think we had Jambe Namta before. And then you store that, and then you go back and you try to find the exact words you used, right? And then you repeat them here, and it helps the reader. You know, subconsciously, the reader also remembers something came before. So, Ringbo Malumba, Semkin Ringbo Malumba. let's say a spiritual warrior who has said there's some Rupa Nash right there. Okay? Then what do you do? Copy it. Go looking for $3 signs. Okay? And then you insert it here. What's it called? The something on my chair? Last time. Dog Dhamma Kapsu means the first reference from the sutra. Where it talks about, where it mentions, then what do you do? Paste. Okay. Where it mentions a spiritual warrior who has had wish for enlightenment for only a short time. And then what does it say? Chanchu gisam dang ninje wongi shetan. Where's that from? He says the bodhicitta and great compassion. By the power of bodhicitta and great compassion. Who said that? He doesn't say where it's from. When they don't say where it's from, it's often from the one they just mentioned. Okay? How could we check that? Yeah, three dollar signs. See a piece that you remember. Jay Wonky. Okay. Let's just check. We found a quotation, and it's in that same quotation. Okay. By the power of their wish and compassion. Is that all he says in our current context? Does it say just the Senke Dangmin Jay Wonky? That's all it says? Yeah, so you slice out that piece. And then you go looking for $3 signs. Then you say, as well as okay? So we have two quotations finished. Now we go to the third one. Do chi me kapsu. The latter sutra reference where it says what? Do chi me kapsu. Sem dambo ke pe. Sem dambo ke pe means what? By having kepa, the first sem. Right? A state of mind. By having given birth to the first state of mind. What first state of mind? We don't know that. What do we do? What do we do? It's good. You're getting tired already. $3 sign. Go back and look for it. Sem dambo. We'll go look for sem dambo. This is a way to make your translations like perfectly accurate, okay, and consistent. A lot of times translations are frustrating or they're poor because the person doesn't maintain a consistency in their own work from 1 month to another. And these works take so long to translate, maybe 5-10 years, that oftentimes the language at the beginning doesn't match the language in the middle, and then it's frustrating for the reader. Okay? So, sem dambo kepa. Yeah, take another movie video. How did we translate it? Just reach the wish for enlightenment. That's all. What do we do now? Go back looking for your $3 signs. Is this boring for... Yeah, okay. Semkhet Dhamma Shivit. And the, what's Satchupa? The 10 levels. Where it mentions. Then what are we going to go looking for? Semke ma taktu. I'll look for taktu pa. Taktu pa. Okay. This is going to be in pieces, okay? And we'll talk about it. Okay. So let's go look for it. Yeah. This one?
Yeah, there's a missing
answer. Oh, yeah, okay. I'll fix that. We forgot to put the $3 sign. That's suicide. How about?
Right.
Okay. This one we have to cut. Right, Manson's. The instant after they. But what's in black right now? What's in black right now? Yeah, what's it saying? The moment after they reach the wish for enlightenment, they do outshine them, right? So if we say they don't outshine them, are we contradicting this book? Yes, so who's right, Kachik or us? Well, right now, Kachik is right, because we are contradicting that book if we say they don't outshine them, right? No, he said, Manuna, if you say they don't outshine them. That's how he started, right? He's giving us the diamond dealer choice, two bad choices. I honor him. The instant after they reach the wish for enlightenment, I said, Richard, you. Okay? Do we have five now? One, two, three. I guess it's only four. Let me see. One, two, three, four. Yeah, it's only four. Sorry. Okay. So you not only contradict one holy book, you contradict four different references in different holy books. Okay? That's what he's saying. All right. Oh, here's the fifth one. I think I just cut it off because it was getting too long. Let's read it together. One, two, three. Tene sunte teni topa kyurpayi shepe semke deyan tundampe semke La Chebe Sena. Go ahead. Sena.
Sena.
Come on.
Sena.
Okay, all right. What do we have to do? It's a fifth quotation. What do we have to do? Dollar signs. Memorize a little piece of it. Deni Topa. Okay. Deni Topa. This is the root text. This is our own root text, which is entering the middle way by Master Sinkert in commentary to Aryanagarjuna's book called To Protect Pandit Somebody from criticism by filling those two. To protect Master Buddhapalita from criticism directed by. Ooh, hot. Okay. I'll make up some more later. From this point on. Okay. So now, what do we do? Go back and look for the dollar sign. Okay. and you contradict as well. And furthermore, you are wrong, because the statement that begins with, from this point on, because of what they obtain, is referring, because the wish for enlightenment mentioned in the statement that begins with the book is referring to Dendambe Simki. Yeah, it's referring to the ultimate. Okay? So let's let it go. Let's see what Ted Lai has to say. I mean, we'll come back to it. But basically what he's saying is what? Does a bodhisattva who just started seeing emptiness directly outshine lower people who have already achieved, people without compassion who have achieved nirvana? If you say yes, you're wrong. Because how could they outshine? Why do they outshine? I'll give you a debate. Do they outshine them by the state of their mental faculties? Or do they outshine them by virtue of their new family? Yeah, their new family. And what family would that be?
Family bodhisattvas.
So when they first become a bodhisattva, they already outshine them.
That's right.
So there's no reason to say after they see emptiness, they outshine them.
That's right.
So there's no reason why Master Chandrakirti said after they see emptiness, they outshine them by virtue of their family. No, you're right. You're actually right. You just stick to your guns. Never give up. You say, yeah, that's what I said. You're right. You're actually right. But anyway, they outshine them by virtue of a new family, kind of a new family in two ways, really. They're a bodhisattva emptiness seer family. You see, I mean, that's the thing. Do they outshine them by virtue of some special mechanism of their minds? Does a prince who is just born into a king's family outshine them, even the elder ministers of the king? Why? By virtue of his family. Does a newborn child of a king outshine the senior ministers of the king by virtue of his cleverness? Maybe, I'd say no. But they would say no. Normally ministers are pretty clever. And then say no. But at some point, will he outshine them by virtue of his mental state? He's the quickness of his mind. I'll give you a clue.
You're talking about a king or a bodhisattva?
The prince. The prince or princess. Yeah, yeah. Later they will, right? I mean, hopefully later their skills in diplomacy will outshine even the senior minister's skills, right? But that comes later. At the what level? Huh? Seventh level. Rinpo ma sonwa. Yeah, Rinpo sonwa. Okay? Why? No, but what are they capable of doing then? They can go in and out of an emptiness meditation in the smallest second amount of time there is. In and out. The smallest amount of time in which an action can be performed, they can go in and out. That's good. That was a debate, right? There's a minimum instant in which you can perform an action. So really, this takes 3 seconds, right? It's 1 second in, 1 second there, and 1 second out. Because it's an action. Going in is an action. Being there is an action. Coming out is an action. It must be at least 3 seconds. 3 milliseconds. But in 3 milliseconds, they can go in and out of an emptiness meditation. That's pretty sharp. Okay? Takes us billions of years. For the first one. Countless years. Okay? So not bad. All right?
So you can find the beginning of the Milsaka.
That's the next class. Talk to her. Okay. We're going to get something like that tonight, actually. Okay, so they do outshine them by virtue of their family, right? So they're special. But how can they belong to Bodhisattva family if they don't have bodhicitta? They lost their bodhicitta and lost their compassion. Who said they lost their bodhicitta and lost their compassion? We must have. Apparently we said that. Apparently at some point we said that. Okay. Let's see if we said that. This is a really, really beautiful section. You will learn a lot about the nature of enlightenment in this section. It's about the final moments before you become enlightened. What's going on in the final moments. Okay, we're going to pick on Ted Lemon. Let's see. I like to pick on people. Okay. Oh my God. What a story. Okay. Where, are we in 16 point? I think so. Let's everybody put their stuff in 16 point Palatino uniform. Save me some time. Okay. All right. Did anybody bring, you know, like COOKIES? Don't tell Christy. That was last semester. That's when I was on my healthy food kick. Anything that you don't identify first.
It's really good.
Algae. It's just what, it looks like that glass of tea I left in the car over the summer. Pass around. Just kidding. Just start passing around. People have. We're trying to get you a bok chak in your mind for eating healthily. Alright. So we can continue to torture you. 1, 2, 3. Chang Sen Gyun Pa We Gyu La Tek Chen Sen Ke Yipa. Are you going to go up or down? If you go up, it means you've been arguing that for a long time now. You know, Yobaka, I told you a million times, it is, Yobaka. Okay? If you haven't been saying that over and over already, which he has not, you would go down. Yobaka. Okay? Yobaka. Say Yobaka. See, you don't know which one it is, only from the context. You see, only from the context. It's not something he's been trying to convince the guy of yet. So it's not going to be Yobaka. I told you, yeah, I keep telling you. It's not there, okay? Yobaka. Are you saying? Are you saying? Okay? Say Yobaka. Yobaka. Okay, keep going. Te chen tong lam par che me lam pe gyu la te chen sen ke ye ve. Okay. Oh, that's better. Hard choice. Hard choice. Okay. Okay, so Yaka would always start out like, are you saying that that's good, Ted. Wish for enlightenment of the greater way. in the mind stream of a person. Say, Changsem. Yuntawa. Changsem. Yuntawa. Yuntawa is a technical term that you don't know yet. Okay? You know? Yuntawa. What's Yun? Same as Gyu. Stream. It's a stream. Yun. Yun and Gyu are the same. Say, Yun. Say, Gyu.
Gyu.
You choke the end. Why? Because the dot dropped out. Say, Gyu. Or like Gyume Kensen. Gyume Kensen. Or Gyun. Say, Gyun. Yuntawa. Yuntawa means the very last moment of the stream. The very last moment of the stream. But it's a technical term that refers to what? A person in the final moment before enlightenment. Okay? A person is called a Changsem Gyuntawa. Say Changsem.
Gyuntawa.
They're at the final end of the stream. Get it? Okay? It's a beautiful, beautiful word. I mean, everyone would like to be a Changsem Gyuntawa. In the next millisecond, they're a Buddha. You see? This is the millisecond before enlightenment. This is so cool to have a book talking about what happens to you the millisecond before you get enlightened. See, this is a Changsem Gyuntawa. Say Changsem.
Gyuntawa.
I just like the word. I like that there is such a word. You see what I mean? Okay? The guy at the last millisecond of samsara. Okay? Of the stream. Okay? The guy at the bodhisattva at the last millisecond of the stream. Okay? Are you saying that there is a wish for enlightenment of the greater way in the mind stream of a person, of a bodhisattva, who is at the final end of the stream? Does a person who's 1 millisecond away from getting enlightened have bodhicitta?
Yes.
I would hope so. Okay. All right. But are they in the direct perception of emptiness?
No, it's like before the end of Buddhahood?
Yeah.
I bet they are.
Yeah. Normally, all promotion to your spiritual levels is done what? In the direct perception of emptiness, or at least in a deep state of meditation. Okay? So they are in a direct perception. It's called Gyunte Pachi Melam. It's the uninterrupted path of a person who's at the final end of the stream. The direct perception of emptiness by a person who in the next millisecond will become a Buddha. Okay? I think these lollipops are going to ruin your pronunciation, but they might improve some people's pronunciation. Okay. We'll see. So would you say they have bodhicitta? But are they in the direct perception of emptiness?
Yes.
Is bodhicitta as love, at the compassion type of bodhicitta, is that a deceptive state of mind or an ultimate state of mind?
Deceptive.
So they're having a deceptive state of mind and ultimate state of mind at the same moment?
No.
Okay, this is where it's going. Are you saying that there's a wish for enlightenment in the mind of a person who's about to get enlightened? And the guy says, what does he say? When we say Tao, you are Tao, what's he saying? He's got any equipment at all? You are Tao.
He doesn't.
You are Tao. What's he saying?
There is, yeah.
Come on.
There's nothing
out there. Why the hell you said that? I didn't say that. You know? Are you telling me that a guy at the last moment just before enlightenment has bodhicitta? He said, I would say, what? Why do you say that? Because because there is a wish for enlightenment of the greater way in the mind stream of a person who is on the uninterrupted path inside the path of seeing.
And we're back to the path of seeing.
Of the greater way. Let's go back. Do you think Kachik, do you think the other guy would say that the person The Bodhisattva who just started seeing emptiness directly outshines the lower track people or not? What do you think he would say? He'd say they outshine them. That's his point, right? Then we say to him, why? And he would say, well, I guess it's because this guy is not only seeing emptiness, he also has bodhicitta. Right? He would say that. Right? So we say, oh, well then I guess a guy who's just about to get enlightened has bodhicitta too.
And we said, yeah.
We said, yeah, of course. Yeah, because if he says chi-chi, what we can say? What can we say? Well, because you said it about the guy in the path of seeing. Okay, I'll say it again. Oh, according to you, a guy who's just about to get enlightened, who's in the direct perception of emptiness, he must have bodhicitta, right? Because if he says, why did you say that? We'll say what? Well, you said he had to have it when he was in the path of seeing. Because he's got to outshine him for some reason. Right? Okay? So now we got him in a place. We got him in a place. He's agreed that a guy who's just about to get enlightened has bodhicitta in his mind. The love type of bodhicitta, not the ultimate bodhicitta. Right? But then he'd have to say they have both, actually. Yeah, good point. I like that pin the tail on a donkey thing. But anyway, okay. Okay. This is getting fun, right? So I guess you don't need a break. 1, 2, 3. Dana de gyu ki te chen sen ke chu chen den zin ki pak cha ki le pe she pa yin ba. Up or down? Up or down? Down, because we haven't said it already. Yin ba. Down. Which in English is the sarcastic. Are you telling me? Okay, yimba ta. Okay, keep going. Dong ni mun sun du do pe nyang sha ma yip pe yim pe lo pe she pa yim pe she. This is one of the most important statements in all Buddhist scripture. Okay? This is one of the most important statements in all Buddhist scripture. If you want to know where it came from, here it is, okay? So, de na means? Suppose you agree. What do you agree to? Yeah, that's a long time ago. Huh? That a person who's a millisecond away from total enlightenment does have bodhicitta in their mind. Okay? And he said, de. I agree. Okay? De na. Let's consider, if you agree, let's consider. What's the let's consider in Tibetan? Che chen. Che chen. Okay? Say it. Semge che chen. Semge che chen. Let's talk about bodhicitta. Chokli che chen. Chokli che chen. Take chocolate. Like that. It's like taking an example. Let's talk about this chocolate. Okay. Duna, let's consider what? The wish for enlightenment. For the enlightenment of the Great Way. That's present in this person's mental stream, right? Are you saying that it's a shepa? Just a shepa, not a shedab or a yeshi. Just a shepa. Are you saying that it's a state of mind? Which is lepa, say lepa.
Lepa.
This baslad is a high tone. Okay, say lepa.
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 If you don't make it strong, it becomes le, which means karma. Okay? You say le, say le.
Le.
Lepa.
Lepa.
Lepa means infected, polluted. Okay? Infected. Are you saying that's a state of mind which is infected by the bacha, by the mental seed? By a mental seed Fort Denton? For holding things as
truly.
As existing in truth? As existing truly? Which one? I will say in truth. Where are we so far? Stay with the ideas. You know, don't worry so much about the words. Stay with the ideas. Are you seeing as bodhicitta's mind?
Yeah.
Are you seeing as a state of mind which is polluted by holding things as self-existent?
Somewhat polluted by
He's about to achieve enlightenment.
Yes.
Are you saying his mind is polluted by the seeds for holding things as self-existent?
That's right.
In the final moment?
Yes.
He's in the direct perception of emptiness.
Right. But he's not true yet.
I don't know. Is a person on a lower nirvana, is their mind polluted by seeds for seeing things as self-existent?
Are they in nirvana without the man?
Oh, that's another story. Okay, here we go. And here's the most important part. Let's work backwards from the bottom. If you hear this, you'll probably get enlightened in this life, okay? So hang in there and don't chew too loud. Are you saying that's a state of mind which is affected by a mental? By a mental? See, for the thing is, isn't it true? Because it is. He said chichir, by the way, right? Every sentence has an understood response between it, right? Because it is a shepa, Venerable Phil.
It is a state of mind.
A state of mind. Good. A state of mind. Of a lopa. Of a person who is still learning. Which is a code word for what? A person who is still learning is a code word for what? Anyone who's not a Buddha yet. Anyone who's not a Buddha is still learning. So you're either a lopa or a milopa, if you're sentient. Okay? Alright. Because it is a state of mind of a person who is still learning, which is not tongyi ngun sum tu tope nyamcha yeshi. Yeshi, it is not. The yeshi means what? The wisdom. Which topa realizes. I'm going to say meditative, okay? Meditative wisdom, which directly perceives what? Emptiness. What can you learn from the last sentence? Last two sentences. Any state of mind of a person who's not a Buddha and who's not in the direct perception of emptiness is infected. Is mistaken. This is a radical statement. You have never had a correct perception in your entire life. Never.
Okay.
It is what the last two sentences say. You've never had. It's like unbelievable.
What about a person who's not in meditation, who's not directly perceiving emptiness?
They don't have.
But they've seen.
They don't have. You see? It's unbelievable. Yeah, even after you come out, you don't have it. You see? It's amazing. It's like...
What is it you don't
That's the whole point.
What is it?
You haven't had a correct perception of anything. Say, did you see us drive up in the van? And you say, yeah. And you say, no, you're wrong. Okay. You know, did I just eat a chocolate? And you say, and I say, no, I didn't.
Okay. And after the seventh round, were things so long where you can appear?
Yeah.
That's a little tricky. Yeah, that might be.
You're not arguing with not seeing as in a direct perception of the way things are.
But, no, I think they would say that. Anyway. This is crucial. This part of the debate is crucial. Okay? According to the other guy, does the guy who's just about to achieve enlightenment have bodhicitta in his mind? The compassion kind of bodhicitta. Right? Is that person not yet enlightened?
Yes.
Is his compassionate state of mind a state of mind?
Yes.
Is he in the direct perception? Is that state of mind the direct perception of emptiness? So it's infected. So it's infected. That's all. That's all. So his thinking is infected. That's so radical. Okay? All right? So now what's the other guy going to say? Are you telling me that a guy who's just about to get enlightened has an infected state of mind? What do you think he would say? I mean, what would Michael Brennan say? Where would he go? Where would he go? Yeah. He could try to dispute that he wasn't in the direct perception of emptiness. What's another way he could go? It's what Michael said. Makya. Makya. Just because he's not seeing emptiness directly doesn't mean his mind's infected. Okay? That's the way he's going to go. That's the way this guy's going to go. The Katik is going to go that way. I disagree with you. I think you can have a state of mind which is not infected and not have that state of mind be the direct perception of emptiness. He's going to go that way. He's going to say Makya. Okay? If you can't beat him, do Makya. If you can't say Tamadrup, say Makya. And then he'll give you, like, you can buy 10 more minutes before you get wiped out. Okay. Okay. One, two, three. Kya de tik chen le heyang sangye ki samato tsun che du ma rik pe pa cha ki ma le pe she pa ni pa pa nam ki nyam sha mimba Mimba me la she so sun be. It is so necessarily the case because the great commentary says. Has those lines that include. Why did I say has those lines that include? She's so nice. Okay? Because way at the end he says dot dot dot. Okay? Alright. Thich Nhat is, I think, Jetsun Kapa's commentary on. There's lots of Thich Nhats, but I think he's talking about Jetsun Kapa's commentary in the Prajnaparamita, but I'm not sure. You'd have to check. And by the way, Thich is an illegal word in Tibetan because... No, but why is it illegal in Tibetan? You can't end a syllable with a ka. It's kangadana bama'a. Rala kangadana. This is all you can end it with, is kangadana bama'a. Okay? You can't end a word with ka. But you can if it's a split, if it's an old Sanskrit word. What's the old Sanskrit word? Tikka. Say tikka. Like pramanavad tikka. Okay? It just means commentary. Okay? Is that celery? Celery?
Celery kale.
Celery kale. Apple juice. Yeah, you like apple juice. Okay. Everyone's trying, but it's hopeless. Okay. Neha Sangye Bisama Tokutsunji. We'll start at the end. Me. Means what? There is no state of mind Sangye ki sama tope tsun che tu that exists prior to the attainment of enlightenment, which is pape nam ki nyam cha yeshi mimba, which is not the meditative wisdom of an arya, of a realized being. but which is still not leper, infected by the bhakta for maripa, for ignorance. Does that make sense? There's no state of mind that exists prior to attainment of enlightenment, which is not the mental state of realizing, but which is still not affected by the mental state of ignorance. Okay?
That's right. That's good.
Yeah, which is to say, what? State it positively. State it positively.
If you're not enlightened, if you're not on that first part of the misdirection,
yeah,
then you are infected.
Then you are infected, yeah. Every state of mind of a person who's not enlightened and who's not in the direct perception of emptiness is infected by the seeds of ignorance. Okay. And did he prove that?
No.
Yeah, Lung Rig. Jampa Lung Rig. Jampa Lung Rig. What? There's two ways to prove something. One is logic and one is scripture. And if you don't accept Jetsun Kapa as an authority, then you're in the wrong class. Okay? All right. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Even Bill Gates caught that. All right. Ooh, that's a debate ground thing. You'll have to handle that later. Let's go a little bit more. How about we go one more? How much time I got, Miss Christie? Mama Christie? When did I start? Do you guys know? Anybody know? 6:30? 6 what?
6:20?
Yes, I got told. Yeah, okay. I'm going to finish the whole debate because I like it. Okay. Sorry. It's a little bit. We'll be doing. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Duna Degula Shidip Yabar Downer Up Yabata Dube Chi. Let's cut it. Okay. Duna means what? Suppose then that you agree to what before the quotation? What did we say before the quotation? Yeah. Are you saying his mind stream is infected? Are you saying his mind stream is infected? He said, no, no. And we proved that it was. But then he says, what? Okay, it is infected. So what? Okay? Yeah. He has bodhicitta. And it's not the direct perception of emptiness. And he's not a Buddha. So yeah, it's infected. What are you going to do about it? Okay? Yeah, it's infected. Suppose that then that you agree. Are you saying then that there is an obstacle to Shidip? Say Nyundip. Shidip. Nyundip. Shidip. Two kinds of obstacles in Buddhism. Nyundip means? But what does it really mean? An obstacle to reaching Nirvana. And Shidip is an obstacle to reaching omniscience. Yeah. Are you saying then that there's an obstacle to omniscience in this person's mind state? We'll say, Degula Shidip Yata. And he'll say what? Are you saying they have an obstacle to omniscience? No, he's got to go somewhere else. He's got to say what? Normally he'll say Chichir. Well, what? Why'd you say that? I just said he was infected. I didn't say an obstacle to omniscience. Okay, got it? First he's going to try that. You know? Is his mind infected? Yeah, he's got bodhicitta. He's not in Buddha. It's not a direct perception. He's infected. Oh, so he's got an obstacle to omniscience. I didn't say that. Okay? It's just like diamond dealers. You know, they're like, I didn't say that. I didn't offer you that. Okay? In this person's mind stream. Then we say, Dibbe Echa. He says, why do you think I would say that? And we say, Dibbe Echa.
Oh, that's a position of Buddha.
No, just Dibbe Echa. What's it mean? Dibbe Echa. Yeah, because that's what you just agreed to. You just agreed to that. Because you agreed. He agreed to what? He just agreed they're infected. But we say, oh, so he's got an obstacle to omniscience. He says, I didn't say that. Yeah, you did, because you said he's infected. Okay? Now where will he go? Machia? Machia? Okay, he's infected. I agree he's infected, but that doesn't mean what? He has an obstacle to our Buddhahood. Okay? Right? Got it? We say, kya. Oh, you just agreed he had an infection, so he must have an obstacle to enlightenment. He says, I didn't agree. I agreed he had an infection, I didn't say it was an obstacle to enlightenment. Makya. Okay? Makya. Alright? This is cool because you're going to get to do what with a towel?
Go up.
Go up. Because now we're going to say, one, two, three. Kaba Yuba. Of course there's a Kaba. Of course it's true. If what? You're infected, you have an obstacle to Buddhahood. Of course it's, of course. Oh, you could hear the voice? Of course. Kaba Yuba Ta. Okay, Kaba Yuba Ta. Keep going. She did che pe kapsu tik chen le. Yinam tu pe chanam kyang der du she sum be. Okay. I'm just going to translate because, okay. Of course, it's necessarily. So, and you all know what that means, right? If you're infected, you have an obstacle to Buddhahood. Okay? Of course, it's necessarily so. And that's true because in the section where it explains, a lot of people get stuck on chepa here. It's not the chepa that means cut off. That wouldn't have a prefix letter. This chepa is a form of the verb chepa, which means to explain. Okay, so get that. And that's true because in the section where it explains what? Shidips, obstacles to omniscience. The great commentary further says, the tendency of dualistic error is also included here. Alright? What's that mean? What must it mean? What must it prove? No, it must prove the kyaba that we just wanted to prove. Which is what? If your mind is infected by ignorance, then that must be an obstacle to enlightenment. Yeah, okay? Now how it says that and why it says that is not our problem. Really, okay? I mean, you just assume that when there's a wrong look and they quote something and the guy doesn't come back and say that's not what it says, then it said it. And if you want to know why it said it or how it said it or why that's true, you have to go study that book. That's your only choice, okay? And that happens all the time. Okay? Somehow that little sentence proves that if your mind is infected by ignorance, then that's an obstacle to omniscience. Okay. This is the last sentence, I think. Yeah, I want to do this one, and I'll just leave you with it. Okay. We'll put the $3 signs here, and we won't translate it. I just want to leave you with a debate. Okay. One, two, three. Dena nyempo gangyur ki su ki pangja gangyur po ta gyu ta we gyu la shi ji ye. Okay. Dena means if you agree. Okay. If you agree that a guy at the last moment before enlightenment can still have an optical formation, sorry? Okay, do not. Okay, he's infected. What? Yeah, it is an obstacle to omniscience. So what? Okay? So he keeps like, yeah, okay, so what does that prove? Okay, what's the problem with that? He's still trying to hold on to what? The guy has bodhicitta. The guy has bodhicitta. Okay? He must have bodhicitta. He's got to have bodhicitta. So he'll accept any consequence. You tell me he's infected, I don't care, he's infected. Okay, he's infected. You know, you tell me that means he has an obstacle to omniscience, I don't care. Okay, he has an obstacle to omniscience. He's got to have bodhicitta. If he doesn't have bodhicitta, everything's crazy. Okay, all right? That's not a bad position, it's a pretty good position, right? Otherwise it wouldn't be in the book, you see? That's what the cool thing about this book. They're all cool problems. They're real problems. And here's a new problem for you to worry about in the debate ground, okay? Nyambo means what? The antidote, okay? Bangja means the thing that the antidote is getting rid of. Like aspirin is a nyambo, and a headache is a bangja. Okay? Got it? Gangyo kitsuki means in the way of ending. It ends what it ends. Does aspirin in the way of ending end a headache in the way of ending? What does that mean? You see? And this is a really, really cool problem. Okay? This is a really, really cool problem. I'll give you two choices. Got it? Two choices. Okay? This kind of relates to what Ian has said about the moments. Okay? Okay. There's two positions in the Abhidharma literature. There's a Hinayana Abhidharma and there's a Mahayana Abhidharma, right? Which we don't study, but it's cool. So anyway, One school says an antidote must be at its full strength in the first moment. You see? In the first moment of the headache, as the aspirin gets into your bloodstream, the full power of the aspirin should be present in the first moment. Why? Because the headache's full power is there. Then at 3 seconds later, what? The headache's power has gone down. Then it's okay for the antidote's power to go down. So you can sort of picture them as a graph. Here's the power at the first moment of taking the aspirin. Here's the power of the aspirin. Here's the power of the headache. And they go down together until the final moment when the aspirin
disappears.
Power is gone and the headache's power is gone at the same moment. Who needs aspirin after the headache is gone? You see? So the power, it should be a time-release capsule. That releases more slowly as time goes on. And its power is descending as the power of the problem is descending, right? So they stop at the same moment. They click out of existence at the same moment, okay? Then there's another point of view. No. That's not correct. An antidote doesn't reach its full glory until the headache is gone. You know, like, you can't call aspirin real aspirin until the moment the headache is gone. Who wants aspirin that doesn't get rid of the headache, right? You've had aspirin like that. You know, like, you know, its power doesn't, I don't care about its power, didn't get rid of the glory of aspirin is when the moment my headache goes away. It reaches its full identity as aspirin when the headache goes away. So the graph goes like this. Sorry, goes like this. And aspirin becomes antidote when headache stops. Okay? So here's the debate, and I'm going to leave you with it. And you sweat it out, because I sweat it out, I can't figure it out. Okay. Are you telling me that the guy's mind isn't... Are you telling me the guy has bodhicitta? Yeah. Okay. Are you telling me his mind is infected? Yeah. Are you telling me that's an obstacle to omniscience? So you must be telling me that the antidote and the thing it stops are going down this way, both. And they flick out at the last minute. You must be saying that. And somehow that's wrong. You deal with it, class is over. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so really, on the toilet, in the car, places where you don't have anything else to do, think about it. You know, why did he say that? I'll repeat what he said. If you believe that the guy who's in the next millisecond he's going to get enlightened, if you can believe that he still has an obstacle to omniscience, you must be one of those people that says the power of the aspirin drops as the power of the headache drops. And somehow that's bad to be one of those people. You deal with it. Okay? All right.